Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Running Things with Donovan Bailey.
Hello out there and welcome back to another episode of Running Things with Donovan Bailey and me, your co-host Simon Jane. And we have a guest in the studio today. Say hello, Anson.
Mom, I made it. I'm on Running Things.
He made it. He made it.
I'm on Running Things.
Yeah. So
you're on TikTok. It's all right. Welcome
respect,
home,
Simon. Respect, Simon. Appreciate
yeah.
It.
So no, man. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
For those at home, give us the 30-second version of who you is.
Became a sprinter last year of high school. Ended up going to the NCAA. Pivoting it into a professional track and field career, and eventually pivoted into a broadcasting career. It all started with the dream of being, you know, Donovan crossing the line first at the Olympics 100 meters. That's where it all started. And then it ended just having me in a lane where right now I could tell stories about sports from a perspective of an athlete that's done it and, you know, give a more broader perspective of what actually happens with athletes and sports and how it influences life.
Amazing. Amazing, man.
Respect,
thanks for being
respect.
Here. Yeah, for sure. So, D, no golf to talk about today. What's happening over there? Nothing? No basketball?
I want
to
golf with you, Dad.
You want to golf with me?
Oh, no. You're getting into a whole world of hurt that I don't know if you want.
I've been playing for about 10 years now?
10 years.
10 years.
What's your handicap?
Well, I'm not in the handicap.
Okay,
I'm
then.
Not in the handicap
right. No. Let's move on.
I'm in the handicap talk.
No. Let's move on.
I do my thing.
Let's move on.
I'm at own clubs.
your own clubs.
Own clubs.
That is a beautiful start.
My dad's been golfing for about 50 years.
Listen.
So I'm hearing.
I think that your dad and I should go out for a game.
I'm immersed in golf, Dad. Come on, give me a...
Dude, I think that your dad and I should go out for
yeah,
a game.
Yeah, right.
Let's go with it.
Right.
Let's go with
I'll
that.
Work yeah. up to that.
Yes,
still.
Yes, Simon. yes, yes.
That disrespect. And yo, if I play Donovan and I beat him, yo, I'm coming back here to talk about it. I hope y'all know.
All right.
Okay. That will never all right. Happen.
I have a few friends that have said they've beaten him too. Yep. That turns out not to be true.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. It's all right. There's an actual number that you have to count for every hole. And believe me, that number becomes limitless if you don't get it from the tee box into the hole.
What do they call those, mulligans?
Yeah, well, we don't have mulligans. We don't give mulligans. That's not how we play the game.
I want him to continue talking.
It's
only going to make it that much better when it happens.
Okay, all right.
I'm ready, yo. But let's move
right.
on, Doug.
All right,
make sure you have a film crew with you that day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need actual proof.
Yeah.
I will. Listen, we've got some young cats here.
Yeah, I brought my crew with me, yo.
Yeah, I see them. Just hanging out.
We got some people that can man cameras and also keep scores, because clearly you probably need
a proper scorekeeper. Yeah,
you guys are disrespecting me right now. I don't like after I'm done with you on the golf course, I'm taking you to the basketball court.
There's only one person disrespecting
me
right now.
So watch your mouth now, or we're going to go to the basketball court first.
We can do that.
Okay.
Oh, we can do that.
We've got a two-part series going on.
Definitely record that.
No, we can do that.
We've got a two-part series.
I'm sorry. What are we betting on the basketball court?
What do you want to bet, Donovan? What? Tell me what you want to bet.
Anything.
Let's bet anything.
Whatever your greatest dream.
Let's get that loft downtown, yo. Let's bet that.
Whatever your dream is. I want you to put it. But make sure you can pay up, though. That's all I'm saying to you.
Yo, you know what you're starting right now, dog.
It's all good. That scar on my eyebrows is for hitting the rim. It's okay. We'll see.
All right, bud.
We're going to get that. Anyways, Simon.
Yes.
I'm happy to be back. Last weekend, I wanted to play golf because that's what I do. We're in Toronto, and
still sunny.
It is sunny outside. It's actually pretty cool to put on a dinner jacket and take your special someone out for a bite to eat. But on the golf course, not so much for me. So I did not play golf this weekend.
Oh, you have a threshold.
I did. Yeah, I do. It's 20 degrees, and on Saturday it rained, so I did not play golf. But I'm gonna do a couple of things right now. One, I have to acknowledge that today Colin Powell passed away.
Yes.
Colin Powell, son of Jamaican immigrants, incredible black man, someone who set the standards for success on the world, someone who truly showed what hard work meant, and clearly he achieved all the goals he wanted. I believe he wanted to be the president of the United States, but I think his wife wouldn't allow him to do that. It's also, funny enough, National Heroes Day in Jamaica today.
Wow.
Right? So today, the day we're taping, it's National Heroes Day, and it's also the day that Colin Powell passed away. So I've got to say, one, rest in power, Colin Powell. And I mean, my condolences to his family. This is someone that is incredible. This is someone that not just black people, but people on a whole looked up to as a role model and someone who they should aspire to be.
Yeah, rest in power, man. Breaking barriers, dog.
Yes, for sure.
For sure. Yeah, I was reading that he potentially passed away from COVID complications, even though he was vaccinated. So,
dang.
No, but I've read enough too. I mean, and he was suffering from he was suffering from several other things,
yeah,
including cancer, and including blood cancer. So the complications. So I think that the complications from COVID to me is secondary. Because clearly this man had it's 84 and he had several other underlying factors. The point is for me is that this incredible human being utilized his time on this planet to lay down some incredible legacy, and for that, much respect.
Much respect indeed.
Trust me.
Well,
I know. How do you pivot from that, man?
Well, it's a tough
one. That's where you're at.
I am. I'm in my head.
I feel your pain right now as you're trying to pivot into something else.
I'm thinking that's a very, very... It's a stark contrast no matter what we talk about.
No,
we got to celebrate his life, though. You know what I'm saying? Like
what's that?
He influenced a lot of people while he was alive as far as being an island person and really breaking through and assuming a position of power. You know what I'm saying? That's influential, and we should remember that and celebrate that. And, death is sad, but, celebrating life isn't sad.
Well, listen, first of all, we are celebrating his life.
Exactly.
And we're celebrating his accomplishments.
Exactly.
And that's why, on my podcast here, I wanted to take the time out to make sure that for all those who are listening, part of this podcast for me is showing me in ways that I'm not seen. I mean, sometimes I'm seen doing an interview or talking about track and field someplace. So I just want to make sure that everyone kind of understands exactly how it is that I'm feeling about seeing someone that successful, that looks like me, that's from the island where I'm from, and that inspired everybody. So he definitely set out a scenario in which he is he did some incredible things and was incredibly successful at the highest level. It's going to be obviously a blip on his record. Is going to be the war in Iraq, where there was no weapons of mass destruction found. But at the end of the day, I am going to just respect who he is, what he's done, and I just gave an overall overview of who he is. But I will pivot because it's clear whether you guys are having difficulties doing that.
I was about to get there, but go ahead.
All you do is run, Donovan.
No, it's not all I do. Maybe I'm running my mouth, that's all right. It's still my show.
Try to act so smart and cultured and well-rounded. Yes. You just run, remember?
Right. Yes, exactly. I shouldn't say that.
You're just sprint guy.
I'm runner. Yeah, yes, exactly. Runner. You know, that's okay. See, I don't even listen to that. It's all good. No, listen, at the end of the day, I think that today we have to acknowledge that.
Absolutely, man.
Rest in power, yeah, man. Colin Powell. My condolences to the Powell family globally.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yesterday.
Jeez.
Yesterday.
Yo.
Yesterday. Brop, brop. Yesterday.
Uh-oh.
KRS-1.
Dog.
Oh, Big Daddy Kane.
Is that where we're
Dog.
Going?
Dog.
Versus.
Dog.
Brooklyn.
Yo, man.
Man.
I got to be honest.
Man.
So before you guys get in it, because obviously I'm not going to get a word in edgewise on this one, I feel like. So before you guys get in there, this was on what? On Instagram? This battle?
Yeah, you can get it on Instagram, or you can get a Triller membership to see. You can get the concert right. In full 16:9 view.
Okay.
Instagram, you're just looking at it on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Full 16:9 view if you get the Triller membership. It's only like $3 a month. And then you get other fights and stuff that happen.
Yeah,
it's all right, and it's cheap. But you could watch on Instagram too. And a lot of people experienced it. When I tune into Instagram, I got the membership too. But when you tune on Instagram, there's like 150,000 people watching when I tuned in. And sure that got bigger as it went on.
They've come a long way. The first one, they tried on the first one. They had so many technical difficulties, and it was like Ghostface, and it was somebody else. And it was meant to be crazy, but that was the first one they tried. I'm pretty sure it's DJ Premier that set this up. Yeah, pretty sure. But they've obviously come a long way if they're on, they're on Triller or Thriller or whatever.
Right.
It was
Triller.
A concert.
Triller.
It was a Triller. Concert. Triller. It was a legit concert. Like, this is the first Versus that felt like an actual concert, and the arena, I don't know what the arena was. It was in New York, though. It was Brooklyn.
Yeah,
it was.
It was packed.
It was packed. So the energy from inside the stadium or in the arena, and then from what was happening online, and just the collective feeling that was happening, it was like so nostalgic, dog.
So tell the listeners who we're talking about right now, though.
Okay, go ahead, dog.
Really?
But what you wanted to mention to me earlier, these guys had a bigger influence on me than they did on you, Anson, because I'm really from that time. So let's break it down.
He does.
He had to throw it in my face because he's been on Earth a little bit longer than me, dog. He knows them better than me.
And I've seen a few things.
Right. So he knows
I've
them better
I've seen a
than
few
me.
Hundred so ahead, thousand dog. Things more than you have. All right,
so go ahead, dog. Yeah.
I did mention who it was. Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One. So, okay. For all the hip-hop aficionados out there, please understand how, I mean, it's no different than me saying that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player ever played. Just my humble opinion. I'm not going to, I mean, I think he's the greatest basketball player, but remember that my favorite basketball player is Dominique Wilkins.
Really?
Right? Dominique's amazing, absolutely. Though.
We don't need to get into it.
Okay.
I'm just saying to you, my favorite guy, because he's going to crown you wherever he comes from.
Yeah, that
is my game.
True. Oh, that's how you used to play.
That is my game.
Did
that is 100% my
game. Did Dominique only ever play for Atlanta, or did he play for somebody else? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm not sure in the latter years if he moved around.
He's a Hawks guy.
But he's remembered as a Hawk for sure, though.
He certainly remembered as a Hawk.
He invented the tomahawk, right?
Right. Well, he invented a whole lot of things. He just invented crowning man.
Yeah, crowning man.
And crowning man.
And really, he really brought the windmill to another level.
Absolutely.
I think he was also the first person to wear Reebok pump shoes, you know, with the little pump.
Was that him?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was him.
Or was that D. Brown?
No, I think D. Brown came after Dominique.
Okay.
D. Brown did the no look, right? Don't forget.
Yeah, the no look.
Okay, I'm gonna get back to the episode. Mm. KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane, for all the hip hop aficionados out there, especially the young cats, are for me two of the pillars. I think sometimes we speak about legends in sport. And legends in music, legends. Period. Legends in business. These two men were incredible. I mean, you know, KRS-One has always been one of the greatest hip hop artists to me, and still is one of the greatest hip hop artists to me. He's someone who's always been a poet, pastor, preacher, leader. Mm. He's always saying
smart
something.
Dude.
He's always saying something that makes sense.
Yes.
He's always saying something that's positive, and that's kind of the household I grew up in. But more importantly than that, East Coast guy with the big bop. So there's always massive bass line coming in when he's doing something. So you're at a concert, and you know that KRS-One's coming. You know KRS-One's coming in. So for some of these young cats, just imagine Busta Rhymes before Busta Rhymes, and someone who is lyrically better than Busta Rhymes. And these are boys. These are men that I've met that I know.
I would put KRS-One and Busta kind of on the side.
I don't know about that.
Lyrically,
you see last night, yo, he no broke out in a freestyle that was like battle ready. It seemed like no beat.
No chance.
Because you got to also put some parity for the fact that Busta would rhyme twice as fast.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
I think as
far as pioneers, KRS, no one breaks down hip-hop better than KRS-One.
North of 23 albums.
I'm a Boogie Down Productions fan, so I like KRS-One.
Yeah.
But, you know, we also base the theme music of this show.
Right.
On KRS-One and BDP.
It's the 80s. Oh, serious. It's
80s, man, you know? Gotta have all this genre. But I have to tell you that last night, when this music was popular, so in the 90s, early 90s, I had no responsibility. None. No. And funny enough, you can laugh,
early,
Simon. Because,
early 90s.
No, no. Yeah. But I'm saying to that.
This reminds me of something Chris Rock said when he said, you know, the kind of music you listen to when you first have sex is the music you'll listen to for the rest of your life.
Right. But I'm saying to you that I felt that, I mean, for one, I was a young man, you know, making waves in Canada on Bay Street. Then I went to sport. So a huge part of some of the songs I heard last night was essentially things I listened to in my headphone before I stepped on the track to go damage people, right? Or even when I was playing basketball at Sheridan College and we were winning the Canadian championships, that was part of our warm-up. That was part of our warm-up thing, right? So this is just, you know, these are songs I'd listen to that I'd go out, you know, take off from the foul line and, you know, and do a dunk, you know, whatever. You know, it didn't matter. So, for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
For a couple of hours last night, I felt like a child.
You got transported.
And I think that's an incredible feeling to have. I mean, I'm hoping that a lot of the listeners, whether you're young, you're old, I don't care what, you know, you were transported or transformed back to that place where you kind of go, man. I was sitting in my theater watching this. And I stood up, man. I'm just like, yo, this is sweet, man. And it's just incredible to kind of see that these guys in their 50s still doing incredible things. KRS-One looks like, and I'm not inviting this. I think it would be great to see. KRS-One last, I mean, Big Daddy Kane, again, is incredible. Part of the pillar. And one of the original smooth rappers. So you see like
the original, original Gallus.
Yes, man.
So
when you see like when people like watch like Snoop, understand that Big Daddy Kane was that guy before.
Right.
He was the guy that came in like, yo. And
just break a girl down, yo, and just
everything.
Something about him, the girl's just like, I had an older sister, so I'm hearing about Big Daddy Kane all the time, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was on them levels.
So you had a sister that liked Big Daddy Kane.
Yo, chill. I just wanted to say that one. You only had a game saw that. But while I'm saying I understand the effect he had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it was I aspired to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Everyone wants to be the smooth talker.
When you're a rapper, you want to be a rapper or
Nah, you want to entice women. You want women
You're a lyricist.
I mean, I rap a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not,
okay.
I would drop something now, but y'all ain't paying me, you know what I'm saying? I gotta set a standard
well,
for,
we can pay
for,
you. Hold
for
on.
Putting my lyrics
how much?
Out, you know what I'm saying?
How much?
But moving along.
we can get along. There. But I didn't finish, by the way, Hans.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It is my show.
I just let you know. So you're running things, Donovan. Yeah. Go ahead.
Run things, Bridget.
The way you said that. That was very
cool. Run things, Bridget.
It was a very corporate way of saying
it. Run things. Yes. So now, no, he's the corporate guy.
Don't do that. But go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Cool.
Look, who's a corporate guy? I've been a corporate guy. I could be a corporate guy, but go ahead.
No, what I'm saying, now I'll throw it back to you. What I'm saying to you is that last night, I'm hoping that there's a lot of the young cats kind of listen to what he was saying. Mm-hmm. Obviously there's a big difference between Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One. For me, Big Daddy Kane is someone who is always an entertainer, always someone to get you on the dance floor, always, you know, get you hype. Doing all the, I mean, and again, like Anson just said, I mean, you know, you can, you know, probably buy a couple of lyrics and probably use it on the gala.
Right. I think a big part of hip hop culture was the dancing back in the days. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that was cut off now because he ain't got the legs he used to have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he still got a vibe and he still was able to like perform well. You know what I mean?
Did he have the cane, the actual cane though?
No.
Oh,
but he came out,
disappointing.
He was dressed good. He looking smooth. He had his jacket zipped down to his chest. I don't know if he should have done that. He's been bench pressing a little while, but I'm just saying, like he captured you. The spirit was still there. That's what I like. I'll tell you this: the night before, Supacat did a performance. Did you get to see that?
I got clips of it.
Okay, so as I watched that, I was a little bit like, "What are we going to see tomorrow?" Because Supacat looked like.
He wasn't entirely on his game. No.
It was a battle.
Who was he versus though?
Nobody.
But it's not a versus.
This is the thing though. It was a struggle to get through the show. Like if you.
Oh, it was not part of the show.
It was a weekend. It's a weekend.
But he wasn't battling anybody. He was just performing. He went on for a little while, and it looked like it was hard for him. I felt it for him getting through the show. If you were to show up to the track right now, mm-hmm. and just run and do like repeat 150s. Repeat 150s, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure watching you do the workout, I might be like, come on, Donovan, you can get through it. It was one of those. You know what I'm saying? He didn't look like he was.
I would look good doing it.
Listen to this guy.
I'm ready to
run 9.84 right
I
now.
Won't, I won't run. No, no, I won't run fast.
That answer was coming.
I knew it was coming too, Donovan.
I won't. No, hold up. I won't run fast. I'm telling you. I'm telling you what would happen.
I would not, but
I'd look good doing it.
Supacat probably thought he looked good too.
No.
All I know is it looked like a struggle to get through. So I was like, dang, is it going to be the same way tomorrow? It wasn't. KRS still had his bounce, still had his enthusiasm, still lyrically sharp. And Big Daddy Kane might have slowed down a little bit and wasn't able to do the dance moves he used to be able to do, but the spirit lived on. And even with Supacat, like the spirit is still there. And I think that's what, because we're all going to get old, you know what I'm saying? But we all still have whatever was in us in those younger ages, still in us, the passion for the music, the talent, the influence with your voice or whatever you do. Like you felt it last night, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what made me feel nostalgic, because I remember how them guys made me feel when I'm walking to school and I got my headphones on and I'm getting hyped for whatever, whether it's just getting on with the day or playing basketball or them guys influenced a lot of things I did, you know what I'm saying? And it brought me back. And a lot of us felt that. And I think it's important to remember your legends, man.
I think some of the allure of nostalgia, like real nostalgia, is the authenticity.
Yes,
because right? you can feel nostalgia for sort of like glitzy or fake things, but they don't seem to resonate with you the same way that something that's super authentic will. You know, and I think that KRS-One would fall into that category.
Yeah, well, hip hop back in the day seemed a little more authentic.
That is a major complaint of modern hip hop,
yes.
Right? Is that it seems to be mass produced.
And it was very apparent last night that it's just different now.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about just like from watching the show?
Just like, from watching
when,
the show.
When I saw when KRS-One came out with Mad Lion, right? I mean, again, man. I mean, you look at what live performances are, and also getting the crowd hyped. Mm-hmm. And again, it's incredible. I mean, and one of the things I loved about watching it last night was when KRS-One just told Kid Capri to just turn the music off, man.
Yeah.
And he went a cappella.
It was.
And he went a cappella, and he what he was doing is just spitting gospel. And again, I'm hoping that people see that and kind of understand that this is why it is that, I mean, this is one of those guys that probably he's not Jay-Z, so he's not worth $1 billion. But this is one of the cats before Jay-Z that kind of set the standards and probably took a bullet or two for pissing off a few people for telling the truth about what was going on the streets. What was going on in the inner city urban communities, what was going on in hip hop world, the benefits of the some of the things that he was talking about last night. He's been talking about this since the 80s. Obviously, the benefits are the latter successors of the music genre that he speaks of are benefiting financially now, and that's why I think one of the things he said last night that I completely respect was that if you're not doing something to help people, then he doesn't give an F about you. And for me, that's something that I feel about myself in sports, just like he feels about that in music.
Yeah, he's very valuable to hip hop. But I think that, Simon, maybe you could tell me what you think about this.
I
there's a lot of stuff happening now where these older guys coming back and doing
a lot
stuff.
Actually, yeah.
Mike Tyson's fighting Roy Jones. You see these guys, Super Cat is performing, and then people, there's battles between Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One. Like, how do you feel about watching these guys? They're obviously not in their element anymore. So they're obviously, for lack of better terms, they're a shell of themselves performance wise. Do you think that this is something that you want to see more of?
It depends now. So this is it's a slippery slope, but I see what you're saying. So, okay, for one, this tends to happen in industries every like so often, and it's happening now for us. And that now nostalgia, we kind of briefly touched on it, authenticity. So me personally, this is my opinion on it. And I hope I'm not offending anybody, but this is truly how I feel about
it. You won't offend anyone. So.
I don't know. I do every once in a while. I tiptoe into this weird garden and I offend people. It's bizarre.
You won't, man. You won't.
Be fine.
I think that the reason why a lot of this nostalgia acts is happening right now, nostalgia acts have a place, specifically in music, nostalgia acts happen all the time. They just usually end up in sort of smaller concert venues and things like that, you know, Casinorama, things like that, right? Casinorama, by the way, is a casino down here in Ontario that,
Ontario, Canada.
Ontario, Canada, yeah. Mm. You'll see like older acts over the years. But now we're in this other place where I think it's part and parcel to where we are as a society. I think that we've made everything so fast and so cheap, right? So I think like all of our personas, right? Instagram, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And I know I'm going to sound a little old when I say this, but I don't think there's anything wrong with social media. Like, I think it's, when it's used properly, it's amazing. But I think if you add that sort of like the plasticness of how we market ourselves now, right? There's like, look at my pictures on the beach. Look at me and my girlfriend eating a hot dog. Blah, blah, blah.
Social media is the devil.
I'm just saying, so there's that, right? So there's one side of it. I'm not just saying it just social media. Then you also have the other side of it, which is like, we are mass producing music in a way we've never done that before. Whereas like, you create one style of beat and 5,000 different artists will rap on that same beat and they'll rap on that same track in the same cadence, in the same style. Yeah. They'll stress the same words and say the same things. And that's not just limited to hip hop. I think that's all music right now. I think the rock found sort of this avenue where like bands started making money doing a certain sound. Immediately there's 30 other bands. Is that different than other parts of society? No, we've always done this. I just think now because everything is so accessible, it's more noticeable. So we're cheapening ourselves out way faster and way quicker than we ever have before. So now what happens is there becomes sort of like this lust, if a desire to see something authentic.
Right.
Now, these record companies aren't going to put the money and the work behind trying to build something new. Otherwise, they would have done it. So what's the next best thing? Go find those who did it, right?
Okay, okay. Now, so you're seeing the business angle from it.
100%.
Okay.
Right? So, like, you know, like you say the word Fleetwood Mac to any, like, Caucasians above 50, they're going to lose their minds, right? I'm just saying, it's just, there's a way to get people excited, and we've found that we are unable to do it right now with what's going on. Yeah. And I'm not, again, I'm not saying the kids aren't writing amazing music. They are. It's just different.
Absolutely.
And I think we've just hit a point where, like, we just need a bit of that retro in us. We need a bit of that legacy to sort of, like, create that, I don't know, the happiness almost, you know. Now, Tyson's a different story, though, because I feel like there's never going to become a time when someone doesn't want to see Mike Tyson punch someone in the face.
But, and Donovan, let me know what you think about this, because I think...
It's always great to take a back seat on my show. It's good.
I think that, okay, there's certain people I don't want to see fighting anymore.
Yeah.
When I saw Evander Holyfield fight the other day, I was like, I don't want to see this. I seen Chuck Liddell fight a couple times. I'm like, I saw Super Cat a couple nights ago.
But see, music in sports is different because,
right?
Because in sport,
I agree.
They could die.
To your point, Simon.
Yep.
My sporting heroes, I don't want them to fight. I mean, I remember watching Muhammad Ali fight Larry Holmes with my father. And my dad started crying. And my dad's a straight up yard man. I mean, not crying, but like, you saw tears in my father's eyes. And that's something that I'd never want to see. And you know, again, I've been fortunate that I've met probably most or all of my sporting heroes, or the best person that came after them. And yeah, I don't want to, like, I was in Jamaica with Evander. You know, I thought, hey man, you know what? Number one, for a man in his 50s, he's in incredible shape. I saw Mike Tyson here in Toronto. And again, Mike has gotten himself back in incredible
shape. He looked good.
But also I think that Mike is still fast enough and crazy enough to knock some people out, right? Yeah. But to your point, I don't want to see people in sport. I just want to make sure that you are coherent, and clearly you're in physical and psychological shape that you can go with the best people that you compete with. That's why I'm saying to you, you know, not only is Tiger's my boy, I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan, because I actually wanted to come back.
Everybody does.
I wanted to come back, and I wanted to win a couple more games. I'm just saying to you that. But golf is also different, right? Golf is also different. I mean, obviously, you know that injuries take toll on your body and all those things. Same thing that happens in track and field. In music, it's a little different. I saw in the verses, Beanie Man versus Bounty Killer.
Okay, but that was good.
No, dude, no, that wasn't good. That was fantastic.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Right? Right? But I'm saying to you that both of these guys, one of the things that you know, living in the winter, spending my winters in Jamaica, one of the things I've realized with especially some of those musicians, like Bounty or like Beanie Man, those guys are performing every week. And it shows, just like KRS-One. KRS-One is still in the studio today. It showed last night. Mm-hmm. But there's certainly a few musicians.
Think of the people you just named off, though.
No, but hold on.
Let me,
of course.
Island blood.
But I'm saying that, first of all, no one retires when they're on the island, because you're always doing something. Number one, you're eating and drinking the fresh fruit from the nectar of whatever is on your land.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And you're exercising just because you're out in the sun, right? But I'm saying to you that the older musicians that are still in great practice, you can actually see it in their performances. If an athlete or a boxer is deciding to come back, you know what? Go in obscurity and practice a little bit to make sure that you can handle the business. You know what? It's just like, think about an old comedian. Think about like a Seinfeld coming back. You know, you go to that little place far away and you say, hey man, get rid of your phone. I'm going to try some material. Mm-hmm. I've been out of the loop for, you know, we'll say 10 years. Like, as a round number, we pull out of the sky, right? I mean, and then understand it. And let's just say that I was the dumbest man in the history of the world, right? And I was deciding that I was going to make a comeback. You go and you train. up in the woods where bears live, right? Where no other human being.
I like the caveat that he threw up there, though, sure.
No. Where bears live, where no other human being lives, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you tell people that you've been kidnapped, but you don't want to, you don't want to be found because you actually embraced kidnapping. And then kind of understand that if you can go around the track, don't do that.
Bring one or two people with you.
Bring no one because you know the great.
You might lie to yourself, dog. You feel all right.
No, no, hold up. There's no such thing, Anson. In track and field, the truth serum is the clock. No matter what you do, right?
Feeling the bounce, yo.
Exactly.
Feeling nice, feeling smooth.
It's like, oh, I'm using these new spikes.
I read what?
Yes. Yeah. I just ran 29 seconds in the deuce. Exactly. 29
Leaning,
seconds.
Leaning, dog. Yes. Leaning for the tape. Like, yeah.
Right. So I'm saying to you that
tomorrow will be better.
No, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to you that it is incredible some of the you know the great things that are happening now. And to your point, Simon, I believe that there's a lack of content or a shortage of content. So that's exactly also why it is that a lot of these we'll say great artists, you know, have a great open lane for them to come back and do things like Verses, or even come out with new recordings. I mean, hey, listen, man, I'll go see Tony Bennett tomorrow. You know, it's just one of those things.
Authenticity speaks, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. If you're good, you're good. And if you're not, leave it alone. That's another episode of Donovan Bailey's Running Things with me, your co-host Simon Jane, and guest host Anson Henry. Thanks for coming in, boss.
Respect, man.
As always, if you liked what you heard today, rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Thank you to the wonderful people at Acast for powering us. We will talk to you guys next week. Say bye, gentlemen.
Peace out.
Running Things with Donovan Bailey.